This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Following an hours-long manhunt, Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram which left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht on Monday. Ferd Grapperhaus is the Dutch justice minister.
Fortunately, this person was on camera, on the surveillance camera of the tramway, so we were able to very soon spot him, to also connect him through a runaway car in which he had fled from the place of the assault. So we have now arrested him. We do not know as yet as to what his motives are.
Police had earlier identified the suspect as 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökmen Taniz, releasing a photo of a bearded man sitting at the tram wearing a dark blue hooded top. Officials in Mali have put the death toll from Sunday's militant attack on an army camp at the village of Diora at 23. Suspected jihadists briefly seized the base in the central Mopti region, and officials blame Sunday's attack on deserter army colonel turned terrorist leader Baag Moussa, who's said to be close to Tuareg military chief with ties to Al-Qaeda. The U.S. Defense Department has provided Congress with a list of possible military construction projects that it could use to help pay for the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border that President Donald Trump has ordered to be constructed. Acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan sent the list to Congress on Monday. Defense Department officials say not all the projects on the list would be cut, as the combined cost of the listed construction is around $12.9 billion, far more than the $3.6 billion that President Trump has sought to take from the military budget. This is VOA News. The Speaker of Britain's House of Commons may have dealt a potentially fatal blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's ailing Brexit deal.
What the government cannot legitimately do is to resubmit to the House the same proposition, or substantially the same proposition, as that of last week, which was rejected by 149 votes.
Speaker of Britain's House of Commons, John Bercow. The government intended to try a third time to get lawmakers to back the deal, ideally before the Prime Minister joins EU leaders Thursday at a Brussels summit where she is set to ask the bloc to postpone Britain's departure. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to also confront emerging online threats. With more, here's Sagar Magani.
When DHS was founded after 9/11, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says it had one main mission:
the war on terror.
The role has shifted with technology, and with the nation facing threats in cyberspace, Nielsen says it's no longer just troops and federal agents on the front lines.
It's U.S. companies. It's our schools and gathering places. It's ordinary, everyday Americans.
Nielsen says enemies are mercilessly targeting everybody's phones and networks. She says China and Iran are among the nations mimicking Russian election interference tactics, and America needs an all-of-society approach to fighting back. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the Department of Homeland Security also in charge of border security, President Trump's signature domestic issue. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, and the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, are meeting in Rome this week to discuss the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. Now, Russia is expected to reiterate its position that a U.S. military intervention in Venezuela would be unacceptable. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
For Russia, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains the country's only legitimate leader. Russian officials are expected to emphasize this point when they meet with the U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela in Rome on Monday and Tuesday. The U.S. and some 50 other nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. Russia is to reiterate its position that a U.S. military intervention in the South American country would be inappropriate, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told the Interfax news agency on Sunday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
President Maduro now plans a deep restructuring of his government, according to Vice President Delcy Rodriguez. Joe Palca, VOA News.